Many people go outside of God and they use their mental ability, they use their physical ability, and they gain things. But they, and some of them get it through deception, scheming. Some work hard, honest, and get it. But when you put your trust in it, you know, just I'll give you a good example. You can see those people that's in Parrish, California, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they weren't thinking about this. They were just going along. Gone. I mean, the whole city. That's terrible. I'm sure there were people in that city had a lot of things, good things. They were comfortable, living comfortable. But it's gone. Gone. But see, there's no fire in the natural. There's no sickness. There's no disease. There's no pain. There's no mental, in our mental capacity. There's nothing can come in when we give our hearts to Jesus. There's nothing can come into our mind and cause us to lose our mind and lose all that, because our spirit man is in charge. And our trust is in God. I want you to hear what I'm saying now. And we are speaking for what God has said to us and what God's word has said. So we are speaking that. That means those things, see, we don't see, when you live in the spirit, you see things different. And those things like that can't come and burn my city up, burn my town up, burn my house up. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Listen, I will say, who will say? I will say of the Lord, you are my, you are my fortress, you are my God, in you I trust. And because I trust him, you know, we're on angel. And verse 11 said, he gives his angel charge over us. Why? Because I'm releasing words that will not allow the enemy to come with those things. And when he tried to come, I have a defense. That's why my heart is comfort, knit together with him in love, full assurance and understanding. You can't take me out, boy. You may come against me, but you'll never overcome me. Paul said it at the end. He said, I have fought. He said, I fought with beasts. I was in the sea. I fought with devil, demon. I was stoned. I was beaten. All those kind of things. And he said, I went through all that. He said, I'm still here. But he said, now, I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Now, I don't care what you do with this body. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I done finished. I have no reason. I have nothing to keep me on earth. I have nothing on this earth anymore to live for. Out of here. And he proved that. But somebody will say they love God, and maybe they do to a certain degree. I don't deny that. But all of a sudden, they are taken out by a disaster. Then people point, see that God didn't take care of them? Yeah. No, no, no. That person didn't take care of business or keeping that word going forth, staying in faith and keeping speaking that word and walking in the light of it. Because we have, it's amazing to me how we have confidence that many people have confidence. When the devil brings sickness, they accept that. Well, you know, I got the flu. And they'll go to natural means, which is all right. They'll go buy some natural means. They'll go to the doctor and get some medicine for it. And that's good. We need that. I don't deny that. But they don't have any confidence in God taking it off them. But they accept it. They'll go around and tell everybody, you know, I'm coming down with something. You know, I got this. But they'll never say, I'm healed. You'll find too few walk up and say, you know, I'm healed of this thing here. I'm healed of this. Because, you know why? Because they got more faith in the devil making them sick than that God to keep them well. So, I said all that because I want to talk to you about some more in a little more detail about the mystery, what God did in Christ. Who is so rich? I've been looking at this and I'm still getting it. Hallelujah. So let me finish reading these verses so we can get going. And we'll read verse 2 all over again. He said that our heart might be comforted, being knit together in love unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement. See, if we acknowledge to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, I acknowledge that this mystery, Christ in me, is real. I acknowledge that. I acknowledge Christ in me. The mystery of God is Christ in us. That's what it says in the first chapter. I acknowledge that this is real, the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. It came from the Father God, and it was Christ in us that did it. Christ did it for us, right? Now watch what it said. In whom? It is up there. In whom are hid what? How many? How much? All the treasures of what? Wisdom and knowledge. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All, not some of the treasures, but all the treasures. Now, just for, let's see if I have it here. Let me see if I have it here. Don't want to get away from my notes. All the treasure of the wisdom and knowledge. I need to move on. I'm way back behind. Here I am. Okay, here we go. Okay. If I don't have it here, I'll turn over here and get it. All right.